Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Darius Barzani. You're tuning in to the UL's Revolution Shift 2012. And what we are here to do is really shift and transform your life. And we bring together people who are amazing influencers, amazing people who want to share their message, who found a path to better their life and create miraculous changes in their life and the lives of others. And this is exactly what we're doing here. We get on 10 minutes early. We do the intention circle. We also have these amazing sessions on the call where we bring you techniques and processes and energy clearings and work that will transform your life. Because, you know, I believe that your life can transform in a moment. I believe that a miracle can happen in one moment with the right catalyst, with the right openness and the right moment. Anything is possible. And so whatever's been holding you back, whatever your fears, whatever your worries, whatever your doubts are, chances are myself and my amazing guest Sheila Gale here today have probably had that, yet we've created miracles. So we're here to guide you. So I want to hear what's going on and what you need help with, because this is about you. And you can go to uwealthrevolution.com/now and share that. Now, what we have is an incredible guest named Sheila Gale, and Sheila has the topic of you, absolutely all of you are what the world, what the planet, what Earth has been waiting for. And we are going to talk about that. And Sheila Gale is really somebody many of you probably have listened to. You probably know her. And you probably felt the amazing shift that she's been in the world, because she, like me, has opened up the space for so many people to share their message, share their gifts, find out they are powerful. She is a top syndicated radio host in the inspirational, spiritual, energy healing, and human potential movement, a space that I share as well and I know is so powerful because it's brought all of you into my life. She's got, you're going to see, just this hugely, amazingly quick wit and willingness to share her struggle. She's not here to bring herself up so that you feel like, you know, she's somebody that you need to totally respect and put yourself down into the pit. But she wants to show you how her life and her changes and her challenges even can give you power and allow you to become more. And her radio show is called The Sheila Show, Inspiration for Your Life. She gives her listeners a presence of realness that is lacking, I believe, in the airways. And that's why we're kindred spirits, because we've kind of come together on this. And she's very courageous, and her enthusiasm for life makes her a master inspirationalist who brings out the best in you. She is a true healer. She is a Diksha blessing giver, and she's also an Access Conscious facilitator leading workshops worldwide. She is a top teleseminar leader, and she hosts A-list speakers like Joe Vitale, Marcy Shimoff, John Assaraf, also During Virtue, Byron Katie, Sonia Chiquette, Greg Braden, Dr. Norman Shealy, and hundreds more. She's also an expert in the human evolution and the planetary evolution that we're going through in 2012. So we want to ask her about that and how we can totally raise our vibrational frequency. So let's give Sheila a warm and amazing UWealth feeling of love. Let's send that to her right now. 1, 2, 3. Sheila, welcome to the UWealth Revolution Shift 2012.
Wow. I feel so gotten. Thank you so much, Darius. And hey, you guys, isn't Darius the man? He is the man, isn't he? God, you're great. It's exciting to be here. Love the intention circle. And really feeling everybody's energy. It's really, it's great. Thanks.
Thank you. And, you know, we get so many people asking, I think, this first big question, which is, you know, what's going on the planet? What are we moving towards? What is happening? And why is it happening?
So, okay, thanks, Darius. So, you know, my life work, my life struggles, and my radio and teleseminar shows, what I know to be true, my point of view is this. Everything that we've been looking for our whole life is about to unfold and is unfolding. And we've always been looking outside of ourselves. And, you know, a lot of these great spiritual masters say, you know, it is you, it is in you. And we go, yeah, big deal. So we know it's in us, but how do we get there? How do we access it? And so now there are tools and processes and techniques on the planet through so many of your speakers on your teleseminars and people that I've met and studied with and learned from that actually have a roadmap so that we actually can live that life that we've only dreamed of until now. That is heaven on earth. We don't have to die to go to heaven. So the work that I'm talking about is does everything to expand your awareness. Everything about this work expands your awareness. A lot of it is not familiar. I mean, we've all had some glimpses of it. It is spacious and expansive. You and I are used to contracting, staying small, playing small, bending, folding to get other people to approve of us. And for what reason? We need to be willing to live in the question always. We've been trained to have answers our whole life. And, you know, it's just a whole new way of looking at life. And it's so exciting. Now, I just want to let you know that before I get going, I want to start with a meditation. We're going to do some processes and clearing this hour to delete the spam in our hard drive, so to speak.
I love that.
Delete that spam. And I use stories in my life to have you look at your life and see how badly trained you and I have been from this and other lifetimes. And I also want you to know something, that in the last 4 weeks, I have gone through one of the darkest nights of the soul. So I know that you all, I mean, many of you are suffering, have been in a really dark place financially, mentally, physically, and I want you to know I have been there too. I mean, I was like, just take me out of here. I mean, if this is all there is, I don't even want to be here. And I've got two kids, and I'm like, oh, God, I got the kids. I can't leave. Darn. So, you know, I really want to address that and let you know you're not alone. We are going through the eye of the needle. It is always darkest before dawn, and that is what is happening. It is the dawn of our life, of our new life. You're not dying. You are giving birth to you. And what else is possible? So if we can just close our eyes, close your eyes for just a few minutes and take a few deep breaths and let's just let it go. Let it all go just for this hour. You have permission to be here. This is for you. Okay? No more do, give. Just be and receive. Please. This is for you. So breathe in through your top of your head, through your crown chakra, and out through your heart. And again, the top of your head, and out through your heart. Open to receiving. Open to oneness. Open to receiving you, all of you. Open to oneness, to calm harmony, and to receiving what you've been looking for your whole life. Now is the time. Now is the time. Put your awareness on your body. On your feet right now, on your knees, your solar plexus, your chest, your heart, your hands, shoulders, your brain, your third eye. Now, I want you to expand outside your body, in every direction. More. Keep expanding out through your room, through your city. Keep going more in all directions. Through your state, your country, more through the oceans. Keep expanding all the way around the world. More. That's it. Keep going. Great. All the way around. Now I want you to tap into all the people that are looking for you and to send you money. And pull that all the way back into you. And now a little bit out, trickle out, and pull it back in. What if you've never done anything wrong? What if what you think is your wrongness is actually your strongness? And what if that's actually true? You can open your eyes. Okay. So, it is my point of view, Darius, that we come into the world as this little wide-eyed wonder, and we're just here to, you know, to imagine and to create and to play and to be happy. And, you know, where was it that you and I were first told no? I mean, my particular, for me, you know, I mean, I always loved to dance and sing and make people laugh. And I was told, stop, no, you know, stop showing off. You know, you're just a little Miss Know-It-All, little show-off. I mean, these are, you know, my father would say, do you think you'll ever amount to anything? Well, gee, obviously not. You know, it's just like the messages that we get from our parents. And the thing is, we make them real. They are lies,
right?
But we make stories up and we make them real and we live through them. And that is what we've done our whole freaking life. So let me ask you this. What if all of you who have ever been addicted to anything, whether it's work, whether it's sex, whether it's alcohol, drugs, whether it's cigarettes, whether it's traveling, whether you're addicted to judging people, whether you're addicted to judging yourself, what if you actually did that because you did not know what to do with the potency of who you truly are?
Wow.
And what if? Yeah, I mean, you know, right now there's just so much awareness going on the planet, so much waking up, so much spaciousness. If we look at like addiction for one thing, I'm just mentioning that. I don't know, I'm just kind of going with this right now because, you know, it's in addiction, in what we have currently going on with, you know, 12-step program, not to mention any real programs, but, you know, it is all about being wrong. It's a wrongness. You inherited it from Uncle Fred. It's in your genes. Well, what if we are far more powerful than our genes? And you know what? Dr. Bruce Lipton actually has proven it. You know, we are, he says if genes, if you were building a house, your genes are like the blueprint, but the contractor is you. So you have the ability to change anything. And so when you can really get that, what if you really have never, ever, ever done anything wrong? You know, I had a woman come to my house a few months ago, and she laid down on the table. And, you know, I've done a lot of work with Access Consciousness, as you mentioned, and I just want to acknowledge them here because I'm going to be using some of their tools and processes. And,
okay.
And I was running the bars on her, some body work, and I asked her that question, what if you've never done anything wrong? This 60-year-old woman who had been on disability for years, who was so sickly and thin and in terrible pain, stomach pain, physical pain, mental pain, tears started pouring down her eyes, and she told me a story of when she was a little girl, and she'd stolen something, and she was so afraid her parents were going to find out, and then they did find out, and the shame and the pain, and then, you know, she was Catholic, so the, you know, the judgment and the badness and the wrongness, and oy vey. I mean, that's what we live with. We live with that. And, you know, you mentioned it in the beginning about how you and I are, you know, we are hosts of these teleseminars, but there's nobody superior than anybody. And like, you know, it's like I know that each person listening has their part to play, your piece of the puzzle. You know, mine is speaking, connecting people. You too, Darius, what is yours? You know, that's where we're going to. That's where we're moving. I have to take a little sip of water, excuse me. See, every single person listening is a light worker, if you will, because people that are not interested in change and are just, you know, getting through life and things as usual and just deal with it because this is reality. You know, what are you looking for? Why are you always searching? Those people are not on these calls. They're probably listening to Rush Limbaugh or Fox TV News or whatever, you know.
Exactly.
And so the idea is not to see, you and I have never fit into this reality. I mean, does this not appear to be like a loony bin, an insane asylum?
Yes.
And all we've
well, answer for everybody here. Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
We're all, you know, we're all like here for a reason, and we're all very special, you know, in this little group that we're in. But we're also like part of this huge group of people that are just awakening and saying, you know what? The old matrix just doesn't fit for me. It never has.
It never has.
There's something
else.
News,
yeah, and the good news is, look, here, it's just that you've never been gotten for how brilliant, magnificent, phenomenal you are. Your parents didn't know. We've had bad training. And so, you know, we're here to remind you of who you are. And it's so cool. So, you know, and a little bit later, I want to talk about what it is you can do, because so many of us are thinking, well, what can I do? What am I doing? I hate my job. And, oh, the, you know, we buy into the economy and there's no money and blah, blah, blah. Well, it's all changing, man. You know, yes, you there is something for you to do. And what if it's way easier than you ever imagined? You see, we have struggled and suffered and been in pain long enough. What if it takes way, way more effort to live that way, to suffer, to be in pain and miserable than it is to like have joy and ease? And, you know, what if we just, I mean, this stuff is so simple that, I mean, it's like I take my hand and go, are you kidding me? I'm 50 some odd years old and I'm just now getting that, oh, you mean you can ask a question and shift the energy and change what comes into your life? But yeah, we've been so programmed, trained and trained, taught and sold how we're supposed to be, who we're supposed to be, how we're supposed to fit in and be normal. God forbid you stand out with your bubbly personality. God forbid, you know, stop it. You know, it's like, you know, this is, it's like you finally have the permission, you get the permission to be who you are, no matter whether your family likes you or not. Or, you know.
I agree.
Yeah, that family thing, I got to tell you. You know, what if you could actually be who you are and have your family judge you or people judge you? Because that's what people do. They will judge you till the day you die. And what if you could actually be who you are, have them judge you, and have that be okay? Like, allow that to happen without being triggered by it.
Wow. I hear that. I sort of feel the energy shift in the whole call. I want to hear what people are feeling right now, because Deborah just wrote and she said, you know, that's exactly how I feel, because I thought it was okay to judge people because my mom did it all the time, but now I feel I don't have the need. And it just occurs to me, like, it creates so much turmoil. That's what Deborah is saying. I want to hear from people and kind of what they're feeling. And Sheila, I've got to ask you this question, because you have this amazing story. What, for the people on this call that maybe are, you know, they see you and they see me and they say, well, they've got, you know, they have all these people listening to them. Their life is perfect. What do they have to complain about? I want to know what, you know, you've discovered a lot of processes in your own life and you've used a lot of tools and created a lot of tools. I know. What was your life like before you discovered these tools and processes, some of which you might be sharing today?
Well, you know, at a very early age, I started drinking alcohol in the sixth grade. And I remember that when I did, it was just wonderful. It was like, oh, my God. It was the key that unlocked everything to the – nobody ever got me. And, you know, like I said, and I know people can listen, you know, hear this. I was humiliated and shamed by school members, by teachers, by whatever, for feeling stupid. I always felt like I was stupid. I mean, I really like, and I made that decision. I remember in the sixth grade, I made that decision and I was so embarrassed by my teacher and just the things that happen in our life where we just start contracting. So when I found alcohol, I literally, like, by the age of 25, I had been with motorcycle gangs. I had been Tequila Sheila. I mean, literally, that's who I became. I was doing drugs. I was, like, wild. I was a wild thing. I can't even believe I'm alive. I mean, I literally was looking for love in all the wrong places. So you know, I was, like, a mess. And, like, it was about age 30, and I kind of got sober and started over. And yet, you know, even through my 30s and then my 40s and now my 50s, it's like, you know, life goes good for a while and then it's all gone again. You know, I mean, I literally have, you know, I don't think there's anything that I haven't gone through other than the death of a child. I've been, like I said, I mean, I've been addicted. I've been abused. I've been raped. I've been, you know, physically abused, mentally abused. You know, all of the stuff, all of the above. And you know, it's like when it happened again when I was age 50. When I went through a divorce, and then I went through depression and menopause, and oh my God, it was horrible. And I just made a demand of the universe. This is what I really want to get to people, more than anything. When you make a demand of the universe, like, okay, I'm not going to take this anymore. You know, right. Something needs to change. For example, when my husband and I split up, I was like, oh God, what am I going to do? I mean, I just had no skills, and I have these two kids and this home, and you know, never went to college, and so much fear and just a mess. And so I remember driving in my car, and I was like, God, you need to show me what to do now. And I just, oh, so mad at God. And I put the radio on. There was an interview on the radio, and I heard them say was, okay, well, we'll see you in Carmel. I live in Monterey, Carmel area. We'll see you in Carmel in a week, and Michael Beckwith will be here. Well, great. Thank you. Bye-bye. And I'm like, what? Who is that? What? I, you know, I found out what radio station it was. I called up and I said, who was that you interviewed? It was a travel show. And the woman said she was doing manifestation seminar in Carmel, and Michael Beckwith was the main speaker. So I immediately called her up and said, would you be on my radio show? I had this little teeny radio show. I didn't even know if people were listening. But I asked her that. She said yes. And so I ran out, and you actually could buy these. You could buy a ticket to see Michael Beckwith for $100 to go to that. So I went to the spiritual bookstore and bought the ticket. I interviewed this woman, Mari Cooper, and after it was over, she said, you know what? I'd like you to be my guest to see Michael Beckwith. Would you like that? And I'm like, yeah. So I go back to the store, get my $100 back. And the day before the seminar started, she called me up and said, Sheila, would you like to be my guest for the whole weekend? This was a $1,600 weekend on manifesting with Michael Beckwith. Now, that's what happened when I made a demand of the universe. When you make a demand of the universe, stuff shows up really soon. Something shifts. So that's just one example. I have so many examples of when you make a demand of the universe. This is not working. Something needs to change. What is it? And you just ask. So the whole idea here, Darius and our beautiful listeners, is to actually look at the universe, or God, universe, whatever you want to call it, as actually having your back. You know, it actually does have your back. See, what happens with us humans is that we ask, and then we let it, you know, we need to let it go. So you ask and you let it go. Ask and you let it go. We're always asking and then looking for answers, asking and looking for answers. We've been programmed to look for answers our whole life. In school, you got to have the answer. So we're talking about moving you out of looking for answers. No more answers. No more answers. It's far easier than that. It's about asking questions, staying in the question, letting it go, and then being patient and waiting for the universe to give you what you need, to give you the awareness of what to do next. What if it's just that simple? So what I wanted to just also mention, I know I'm just so much energy. I'm just like, so want to give it all to everybody now. But I want you to know what I just went through, because I know you guys are going through stuff. And the hardest thing about being in that really dark place where you do not see it, and you can listen to all the self-help people in the world, and you can be in horrible pain. I totally get it. Me too. Being patient is the hardest thing. So, you know, Hans King, dear friend of both of ours, right, Darius?
Yes.
He calls it the void. Okay, so there's a time in your life when you're creating and things are good and wow, and then there's this period where, oh my God, it feels like nothing's happening. Nothing's moving. What am I supposed to do? And that is the time. It can be days. It can be a week. It can be 2 weeks. And that's what it was for me. It was 3 weeks of hell until I got that I was just supposed to be with it and not do anything about it. Just be with it. Be with it and know that the universe is going to send you the information in the universe's time, not your time. See, we want everything right away, don't we? We want it faster. Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, go ahead.
I say, yes, a lot of people, you know, I think got from that story, like they have to make a demand and like decide today, you know, what it is that they really want. What are they going to absolutely create and stand for no matter what? And I guess one question that someone is asking, and I'm seeing it repeatedly, is there's so many misconceptions they have about being able to really do that, really be able to create that. So what are some of the misconceptions about moving down that path that you've experienced in your life and that you see the people that you work with experiencing that are keeping people in a place of not really manifesting or creating what they want?
Great question, Darius. First of all, here's what I want you guys to do, okay? I want you to get a picture of yourself, one of your childhood pictures before when you were that wide-eyed wonder, whether it's a baby picture. I'm looking at three of mine right now. I keep them in front of my computer. I want you to keep them in front of you. And if you have, like, if you guys have an altar where you have your gurus or your God or Jesus or whoever on there, I want you to also add a picture of you. Because the main thing that is keeping you from having the life of that you know is possible, that's in your heart, is the judgment of you by you. We are constantly judging ourselves. And every time we judge ourselves, you can just feel the contraction. And then we start, you know, making ourselves wrong. It's the wrongness that you're making about you. You are not wrong. You don't have any issues. You know, Gary Douglas says that if you think you have issues, it's because they've been issued to you. So they're not even yours. Like, all of us are like, well, if I just, you know, lost 5 pounds, I really need to meditate more, I need to eat better. No. What if you are it? This is it.
Yes.
You're good to go. It's like, it's just you realizing how phenomenal you truly be. And it's, I know it's the hardest thing to get. Listen, you think it's not easy for me? It's very hard for me too. When people compliment me, I just want to go, oh, no. It's you. You know, you are, it's like the hard, we're not used to receiving. Receiving is this whole new thing that we're doing on the planet. We're doers and givers. So part of it is just to hear what I'm saying and get this. You are what the world has been waiting for. It's you waking up to the magnificence that you truly be, an infinite being capable of far more than you can even imagine. That's the first part. The second part is you've got to make a demand of the universe if your life sucks. It's like, this sucks. Something needs to change. What information is needed here? I'm going to actually give you questions that you can use to shift energy. Then you're going to start asking questions, because it's just like when you go to nature, you know, we're just in nature. We're like, I took a walk in the redwoods last week. It was the most phenomenal. I can't even explain to you what it felt like to be there. with these, you know, hundreds and hundreds of year old trees and this brook going by, and there's a, you know, blue butterflies that I'd never seen blue butterflies before. And I just said to my girlfriend, this is how we're supposed to be. This is how we're supposed to be. Harmonious, peaceful, ever expanding, growing, generating, creating. And we don't do that. We've never done that. But this is the time where we actually get to do that. So it begins with, as you're, the listener that just asked that question about, she said she finds herself judging. So here's the deal. Okay, we are addicted to judging. Okay, so we've been doing it for thousands of years. Our families do it. They're going to do it to you. If you can just allow, we're not talking about acceptance, but rather allowance. Okay, so if you ever find yourself judging, again, don't make yourself wrong. Something that's in the special that we can talk about later, one of the things is Gary Douglas has this whole talk on interesting point of view. And so whenever you find yourself judging, you could actually say, huh, interesting point of view that I have that point of view. Interesting point of view that I have that point of view. So that's actually a tool that you can use that is so incredibly powerful, because once you do that, it stops the wrongness of you. So, yeah, because, you know, and the other part is when people, as I said, they will judge you. It's like, this is the greatest freedom I've ever received in my whole life, Darius, to really get that, oh, you mean I'm not a horrible person? I used to be so afraid that my kids would find out about my past, you know?
Right.
I mean,
right.
You sold drugs for the Hells Angels, Mom? I'm like, and now it's like, cool, yeah. God, look at me. Look at what an infinite being I was. I was just a little, you know, what an amazing person. I was just, God, like, that's not a, why is that a wrongness? I was just misguided, you know? So what if you could do that for you? What if whatever you thought you did wrong or think you did wrong, what if it really isn't wrong? What if it was just, well, that's what you did at the time. That's the choice you make. And today you're making different choices.
I want everyone to try that on. You know, let's take something you're feeling in your life right now, everybody. I know we've got tons of people writing in, Donna, Pat, Kathy, Brenda, Pat, Tracy, Alton, tons of people. So what are you holding in your life as a point of view about yourself that you're taking on as being real or really being your truth? Just for a moment, ask yourselves the question, when you think about that, say, what would they say, Sheila?
Well, let me ask you this. Let's just do a little bit of clearing right here. So everywhere that you have bought in that there's something wrong with you, and if you could only get it right, you know, then your life would be good, will you destroy, delete, and dissolve that story now and forever? Now, so every time that I bring up one of these stories, judgments, points of view, or basically lies, they're lies that we bought as truths, and I bring it up, and we agree to destroy it, get rid of it, uncreate it, dissolve it, it leaves. And what happens is, the more you can do that for yourself, whatever it is for you, whatever process you want to use, you can do this for yourself. You can have a horrible feeling in you and go, you know, what I always used to do is like, God, what is this? Why am I feeling crappy? And then we just go and try to figure it out. And we go, yeah, was that because of that? And it just goes on and on and on and on. Instead, when you have the feeling, you don't have to identify it. You don't have to know where it came from. You can just go, wow, whatever this is, you know what? I'm destroying, deleting and dissolving it now. Whatever this is, I destroy, delete, and dissolve it now. And so everywhere that you have bought and you have been taught and programmed and trained and entrained that you are supposed to be normal, that you're supposed to go to college and get a good education and get married and have 2.5 children, and if you don't, you're a big fat loser, will you destroy, delete, and dissolve that story right now? Now. Right. And everywhere that everything that doesn't allow you to show up as the magnificent you, will you destroy, delete, and release that now and forever? Now. Yeah, now. So now is a time unlike any other time in human history for us to get this chance to truly be who we were meant to be here, you know? And we can either take a question or I want to give you a couple of steps that we can actually use that you can either write down or you can probably remember or listen again. Because information is good, but when you don't really, you have to actually do a few things differently. This is like using muscles that you've never used before when you go to the gym. They get a little sore, you forget to use them. We have to use these every day. Like every day. Would you like me to go through
it? I'd love to. I want to hear what people are sort of feeling with this message because it's so timely. Even in my own life, like this weekend I had an incident where, it just is a situation that came up, and it's amazing how this is speaking to my heart right now where I am. It's almost as if the universe brought Sheila here to speak to me. I want to hear how she's speaking to you and what you're uncovering, and then I want to definitely move into doing exactly what you said, Sheila. Carla said, Sheila, you are phenomenal and very enthusiastic. You've made me very happy. I have a lot of hope now. She said, this is the best interview ever. So, Sheila, you're totally on the right path. This is awesome. Isn't that beautiful?
That is so nice. Thank you so much.
Pat said, this is deleting it now and allows me to walk in a greater, more powerful light. Alton, our good friend, says, I am feeling connected with all things. And Sheila, you're truly tapped in. This is powerful. Rebecca says, she has stopped judging herself, but her boyfriend hasn't. So maybe we can, see what we can do there. Pat says, I need to be reminded of this constantly because it makes me stronger. And tons of you, I have over 50 comments from people just saying yes, yes, yes,
yay!
And thank you.
How did I get so lucky to have you guys on? Let me address the one about the boyfriend.
Okay, yes.
Can I do that? Okay. So
here's
the dealio about that. So again, no matter what, people are going to judge you. People are judgers. So, but there's a way that you can dissipate that. There's a way that you can actually have them be able to change by how you react. And here's what I mean. So if you can just, when he's judging you or somebody's judging you and you get that they're judging you, what you don't want to do is, argue back and go, well, what are you talking about? And like we usually do, this is all a whole new way of operating on planet Earth. So what you do is I just got stuck here for a second. So when somebody judges you, you look at it as you don't react or be repulsed. You don't react. You don't deny it, or you don't agree to it. So we're talking about, if you can think of a quarter, like you take a quarter and you're rolling it down the street on its side, right? You and I are going to begin living on the edge like that, where we have razor sharp awareness. Okay? So if it falls, it's on heads. If it's on the other side, it's on tails. We're moving out of this reality of polarity of this is good, this is bad, this is right, this is wrong. And you look at it just as, interesting point of view. This takes practice. This works so well, I can't even tell you. So if somebody's judging you and you look at them and just kind of go, okay. Like you can go, you're just this and you're just that and you're so, why are you always doing this? You really bug me. You're wrong. You're this, you're that. You just look at him and go, and don't get triggered. You actually have to, you have to think about this and you have to actually do this. And as you do it, what happens is it goes away. He stops doing that stuff. It's crazy. So in other words, it's like you don't repel or be repulsed by it. And you don't align and agree with it. So you know how people are always talking about, the economy's bad and I know I lost my job and there's not enough for all of us and we're all going down together. I know, what's going on with me. Oh my God. So that is the trauma and drama of this reality. Okay. That's what we've been in our whole life and we've never fit. So here's how I want to say it. I do it so much better when I'm live with people because I do all this physical stuff. I make all these gestures. But okay, if I can. So this reality that you and I have been living in, just think of it as a road right here, a road, okay, that's a road. Now step across the road and like step a big wide step off and let's make a new road right here. So in other words, you and I are going to live alongside this reality with the trauma and drama and the judgers like your boyfriend and our families and all the people that we work with and everybody else in the world. But we're going to play over here in a different reality where there is infinite possibility, where it's fun and easy and making money is like so simple. I mean, talk about stuff we have on the lies and the stories about money. Everything that brings up, can we destroy, delete, dissolve everything that has to do with money and that it's hard? Now and forever. Now and forever. Yeah. So do you get that picture? There's a road here. We're taking a big step out off that road, and we're starting a new road right here. And we're going to live alongside where you don't fight against this reality. You don't fight against your boyfriend. You don't agree with them, and you don't disagree with them. You allow everything to be as it is. Mm-hmm. See, when I first started this work, I was telling my someone who was teaching me, I said, I was going to the radio station and there were these, everybody's looking in their Blackberries and they all have their heads down and there's these pelicans going over. And I'm like, look at them. There's like 30 of them. And why don't you look at these, you people? And my friend said, What do you care about what they think? It's like just for me, just for fun, never tell anyone. We are going to live in a different reality. Because if you start talking to those normal people about this, they're going to think you're cuckoo.
Wow.
And what if you actually chose your parents and chose those so-called giant struggles and those things that have happened in your life? What if you actually chose that ahead of time? And what if that actually, all the stuff that happened is actually because of right now, all the stuff in your life, all the crap in your life. What if all the stuff that you've been through is what is going to help you, give you the ability to make a difference on the planet and help to raise a consciousness on this planet? What if that's actually why you did that? What if you chose it and you forgot? And what if you could use that now to help people that are going through that stuff? What if that's really why you came here? What else is possible?
I know a lot of people are feeling a shift. Someone just wrote in, I love this new path. What a great visual to be on that edge, not going in one direction or the other. I will live there yet now. Yes, this totally makes me happy. Absolutely.
So let me give you guys a couple questions that you can ask, okay? So here's the kind of questions that you can ask every day. And actually, I have a whole big old list of them in, that you'll talk about later. But you can write them down too. But questions like, one of my favorite questions, this is what I ask every day. I wake up and I say, what can I do today that will, what can I do today that will allow me to generate and receive millions of dollars now and in the future? What can I do today that will allow me to generate and receive millions of dollars now and in the future? So, it's the way that you ask these questions. A lot of these questions are created by Gary Douglas, and then you can tweak them and make them right for you. Another great question, who and what can contribute to my life today? This isn't working for me. What information is needed here? What would it take for blank to show up in my life as if by magic? Okay, you guys can fill in the blanks. What would it take for blank to show up in my life as if by magic? Now, do you get what you're doing here? You're asking the universe. You're not asking your logical mind. Your logical mind does nothing but store data, just like computers do. We're deleting the spam. We're deleting the answers. We're just living in the question as the question. So what would it take for blank to show up in my life as if by magic? We let it go. Okay, that's the key here. Let it go. Don't try to figure it out. Stop figuring out life. Let the universe send it to you, and you receive it as an awareness, and you'll know what to do. You are far more psychic than you ever even know, ever imagined. And see, the more that we delete and destroy and get rid of these lies that we bought as truth, these stories about who we are and how small we are from religions and cultures and families, the more you have more and more space, more and more awareness, more and more of you, the infinite being that is really here to freaking rock and turn this world around and to have it all and to be happy and to have money and to have relationships and to be like nature. I mean, that's the essence of who we truly be. You know, we've been searching for this for thousands of years. Well, what if that information is old and outdated? I mean, you know that myths, you know what myths are? Myths are stories we tell ourselves about ourselves. So, you know, you can keep your stories if you want, but what if we could just go, interesting point of view, and not have any attachment to it. Like, okay, but just for me, just for fun, let's play over here. What else can we create and generate? What else is possible? And that's a great question. What else is possible? That is one of the best questions in the world every day. What else is possible?
I love that, and I love what people are writing in, because there's really sort of like this fantastic awakening in the group right now to just the fact that they could be, they could live, they could have the life that they totally want just by changing the dialogue they have with themselves and then ultimately the universe. A quick question that's coming up in sort of my intuitive field is, what are some of the signs and symptoms that someone really needs to apply this new framework in their life? What are the things that will be showing up in their life? Sort of let them know, okay, it's time to shift into the world that Sheila's talking about and teaching about.
So here's two things. First of all, I just want to make sure that, so it's not like, this is not the law of, like the law of attraction or manifesting or vision boards. This is so different. This is like so different. So what I'm asking you is to not define what it's going to look like. I want a brand new BMW in my driveway. When can I have it? It's like the way that you ask these questions. To me, there is, it's like, oh my God, we have not known how to do this. This has always been here. We've known that it has. In our gut, we knew that there was a different way to live, right? We've all known that. And now we have the tools. Now people are getting downloaded with information. And this is when we actually get to live that way. So don't define, like when you say what you want, because, you know, want has actually 27 definitions that mean to lack. So the way that I ask is like, what would it take for me to have the life of my dreams and more money than I can spend and never enough? And then you just kind of, and you're asking, what are the signs that you're on the way? You know. See, this work is about empowering you to know what you know. So it isn't about me or any other author or self-help person. It really isn't. We can give you some information, but it's really about you asking the universe, getting in touch with your intuition, your knowingness, your ability to ask, and then you're guided like, oh, you know what? You just have this idea. You know what? I'm going to go to Starbucks. All right, you know, go to Starbucks. Oh my gosh! And you run into someone that leads you to this idea, and you have this, you know, and this job, and then this, and then you meet this person. It's like, here's how I look at it. So the universe is—it's like you can ask a question and you let it go, then go on with your day, and it takes a while for the universe to line everything up to deliver it to you. You get what I'm saying? So it's not instantaneous, and what happens with people is they go, well, I asked the questions and nothing happened. And then we go back to cutting off our awareness. And the way that we cut off our awareness and our receiving from the universe is by drawing conclusions, by making decisions. See, if you can just imagine this, when you have a statement, an opinion, a point of view, a judgment, what comes after that? A fact, a period, and an exclamation mark, right? That's it. That's the end of the story. Nothing else is possible. Nothing else is allowed because this is the way it is. But, and you know those people that are always right and tell you that this is the way it is. I got one for them too. I got to tell you a great thing to do for them. But the difference is when you ask a question. So what else could we do here? You know, what would it take for me to get somebody to work for me for $10 an hour or $15 an hour doing all the stuff that I don't like to do? What would it take? And let it go. Like, or, you know, you have to, you know, ask for what you want or desire, but not in a way that there's a whole conclusion. Like, yeah, I'd like somebody that can do what I can do, the stuff that I do that's hard, that I don't like to do, and that's faster than me. You know, so you can get kind of specific with the qualities that you want, and then you let it go. See what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you about this thing about the wrongness, okay? So if you're ever in a situation, this is a great tool, and this is just a fabulous tool. So if somebody ever makes you wrong and they're really angry at you, you look at them and you simply say, you know what, I'm sorry, you're right, I'm wrong. Is there anything I can do to make it better?
Mm.
And when you do that, literally, not sarcastically, you know what, you're right. Like, are you willing to be wrong? What if we could be wrong, 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 and have freedom, 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 freedom? So, you know?
I'd be wrong all the time.
Hey!
I'd be like, fine.
Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah.
Oh,
let those
yeah.
Right people be right. That's all. Because they think if you're right enough, then when you die with all the rightness, that you're going to win or something. I don't know. I don't get it. But, you know, we do have that propensity to, oh, I want to be right about this. So these tools of, you know, interesting point of view that I have that point of view, or when somebody's talking to you about their opinion or judging you, you just look at it and look at it as an interesting point of view, but not that it's true or not that it's untrue. Just go, huh, okay, I see, huh. So you're not agreeing and aligning with them, and you're not rejecting it. It's allowing everything to be as it is. You know, oneness is allowing everything as it is and judging nothing. Judging is the number one toxin on the planet. And the thing about all the listeners, what you and I do more than anything is a travesty, is we judge ourselves. And every time you judge yourself, you lock that you're judging in place. And what else is possible? If you could see what I see in you, if you could get what people get in you, if you could get how magnificent you are, oh my God, this is not about being like Sheila or being like Darius or this great person or this, you know, this star or this. It's about you becoming you and being the difference that changes the world. Because see, when we can actually be who we are, that's how the world changes, because it's like the ripple effect. Like, oh, okay, I'm changing myself. Oh my gosh, you know what? I noticed my neighbor across the street. She loves it. She's going down, and this woman who's like a Republican, and like, you know, she's so opinionated, and she's, you know, all these things that I see this woman opening up and talking to people, and she emails me, and she's, you know, that's how you make a difference with the people in your neighborhood. People, you know, just slowly, and they make a difference, and they make a difference, and that's the difference that's made. Like, I used to think, you know, you talked about doing the intention circle, and you mentioned the government, and which I think is phenomenal. Lindsay Wagner actually is the one that told me this one thing I'm going to tell you, because I know Leon Panetta. Leon Panetta is the Secretary of Defense for Obama right now.
Yes.
Okay, he's from Carmel. He knew my father growing up. He was going to be on my radio show, and then he wasn't doing anything. He had been out of politics for a while, and then Obama hired him. And I keep thinking, wow, I mean, that's so close. Like, and he's a nice guy. I mean, his sister was my fourth grade teacher, and I'm thinking, wow, if I could just like talk to him or interview him, and Lindsay Wagner said, but what if you could just like, what if you kind of waking up to who you are, what if that actually is what can make a difference? And you know what? She's right.
Yeah.
You know? That's what we're looking for. We're looking for ourselves. We're looking for the permission to be who we are and that we're not wrong. There's nothing wrong with you. There never has been.
Yeah. And you know what, if we don't need to change any of the people in power, I mean, they're going to go down their path. But by us waking up to our path, we really begin a shift that changes whatever direction it is that we may be moving that's not in the highest consciousness sense. It's all about what we can do. And I love this truth. And I guess this is a question that we just got someone write in, and knowing what you teach, Sheila, I guess this is one that I really want to connect to, because I'm hearing it a lot from people, is thriving in this economy, in this world, in this time, in this moment. How do we do that? How do we thrive?
So let me ask you this. This is so interesting, because like a lot of people are looking to what can they do? They're getting laid off. They hate their job, but they know there's something more for them. But what is it? And I don't know. And how am I going to know? And here's my question to you. What do you love to do? And what are you an expert at that you think nobody would ever pay you for? You see, for me, I remember being in the seventh grade, and there's a picture of me. Somebody took a black and white photo, because that's how old I am. Black and white. And I was telling a story, and I was completely animated, and I was bent down, and my hands are up in the air, and there was like four girls all just smiling and watching me. I was telling a story, and somebody took a picture. And I remember looking at that picture going, man, I wish I could get paid for being myself.
Yeah.
And you know, here it is, all these years later, with all the crap and the stuff that I've been through, and near deaths and, you know, whatever, shame and blame and trauma and drama. And that's exactly what I'm doing. So to me, this is so easy. Like people say, I could never be on the radio. Oh my gosh. But what do you do? What are you good at? I mean, I can't even tell you the people that are making like so much money doing something that can be so simple, like, you know, remedies. A friend of mine, she's like, I love flower essences and I know everything about them. And you know, and she started asking questions about that. And it's that thing that you love that's easy for you, because none of this is supposed to be hard. We're making it way, way, way too hard. It's way easier than we've ever known. So there's a way to thrive in this economy now. I know people that are making more money than ever with this economy. Me personally, I've never made more money in my whole life than I made last year. And I had no idea where it was going to come from. I had no idea what I was going to do, but I made a demand of the universe. You need to show me what I need to do now. Give me a sign. And just started asking the questions. And that's what happens. You ask the questions. You let it go. You follow your intuition. You follow your knowing. Ask a question. Follow the energy. And here's one other thing I want to give you. If it's light, you know, and if it's light and it feels, you know, light and true, it's true. It's true. If it's heavy and icky, feels heavy, it's a lie. It's really easy to know. So if I say, you know what, you really are kind of messed up, Darius. I mean, really, I mean, everybody else in this call, but you know what, some of the things that you did and, you know, kind of how you are, those habits that you have, I mean, really, you know, you might want to work on that a little bit. So how does that feel?
Yeah, it feels like a big weight just like fell to the bottom of my stomach, you know. Like if I take that on, then I feel that. Yeah, if I like really bring that into my world and I feel that as being me, it's like, yeah, boom.
And we all do that. We contract, we make ourselves wrong, and then we go back into the trauma and drama of this reality. And it's a lie. And it feels light when I say you are what the world's been waiting for, really. Like you are phenomenal beyond your wildest imagination. You are here to change the world. You chose to come here. You know, when those feel, that's how you know what's true. How do you know what's true? If it resonates with you, right? If it's light, it's true. If it's heavy, it's a lie. Just another little quick thing. When I was in Tonga, I actually got to swim with humpback whales a few months ago. It was amazing. I was with a group of people. I didn't know any of them, 10 people. And, you know, I was fun. I see myself. And there was a, you know, you're with people for a week or so. And this guy kind of went, I was saying something like, well, we better get going, you know, and he's like, wait, shh, shh, shh. And he kind of shushed me. And I swear to God, I just pulled inside and I was like, oh my God, I'm so screwed up. Oh my God, why do I have such a big mouth? I talk too much. I'm so embarrassed. I mean, everything, it just triggered me right back to, you know, 4 years old. And then, so this is why I want to give you guys this. If that ever happens to you where you get that, and you start feeling crappy about yourself, you say, whatever this is, I destroy, delete, and dissolve it now. Whatever this is, I destroy, delete, and release it now. Whatever this is, I don't even know what it is, but please, I destroy, delete, and release it now. Because when you, you know, and then you know, it took about 15 minutes, and then it went away. And then I, you know, I actually said to him later, there was a time when he said, are you okay? I go, yeah. You know, he goes, were you upset because I should you? I go, no, 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 are you kidding? I love that about me. That's what I said to him. You should have seen people's faces when you say that. They're like, wow, real? Oh, wow. You know, because all we do is judge and try to change. And, you know, they get programmed from their parents, and this is the way that you're supposed to be, and you can't be this way because you're supposed to be that way. And it's bullshit. Excuse my French.
Mm-hmm. It is bullshit. And it is, you know, your gift is to really change the planet. And so, I mean, absolutely, that's like what you're here to do. And you just shifted his paradigm quite a bit too. And so you're fulfilling your mission through that thing that's outside of the matrix that the world seems to want to keep you in place. And the question for me to everybody here is, you're hearing this, is what's coming up? What are the things that you're going to destroy and uncreate? What are the new paths that you're going to take? What are the things that you really want to see come into your life? And you want to ask, what are the things you're going to be asking questions about through Sheila and what she's doing, or in the next 24 hours, to open up a new possibility for your life? What are those areas where you have those questions to ask and create that truth? I just want to hear from sort of the pulse of the group and what's going on. And then, Sheila, can we also maybe, you know, if some people are having some challenges, can we maybe take some quick questions? And I'll just sort of read out what people are going through, because I know there's such depth here to go through. And let me get one really quick. Let's see. I know there was quite a few people that had some questions. You know, one person, Anna, is asking about, how do you keep and protect your energy and vibration when you're living in a toxic environment and you're not able to change your living situation? She feels like people are just sort of like extracting her energy, and she's having a real challenge there. This is Anna from, I think, San Francisco.
I totally get it. And it is, again, it is asking questions. A really good question to ask is, what's right about this that I'm not getting? What's right? Like, if you get a flat tire or whatever, or living situation, and something's like, ugh, instead of going on and on in the trauma and drama, like, oh God, I can't believe it. I knew it. I could never. Oh yeah, those people can do it, but I can't. It's, what's right about this I'm not getting? And you know what? This is not working for me. This is one of the best lines you can say to the universe. This is not working. What needs to change here? This is not working for me. Something needs to change. This is not working for me. What information is needed here? What am I not getting here? So it's always a question. You literally have to train yourself into asking questions all the time. When in doubt, ask a question. When you wake up, ask a question. What's right about me I'm not getting? What are the infinite possibilities for generating health, clarity, joy, and more money than I can spend now and in the future? I'm going to say that one again. What are the infinite possibilities for generating health, clarity, joy, and more money than I can spend now and in the future? Another question, what do I need to do today to expand my business and my life? So for our dear caller who's in that place, it is that simply ask a question. Ask a question, look at everything as just an interesting point of view. It takes practice. You actually have to, but this stuff is so simple. It sounds almost ridiculous, but it's so work. Oh my God. It's like dancing with the universe. That's what I call it. Dancing with the universe.
Dancing with the universe on that razor thin edge.
Razor sharp awareness. With a razor sharp awareness. That means you know what's in front of you, behind you. You know everything. Like, you know, you know, if the guy's going to come up with a gun, like, you're aware everywhere you are. You're, you know, like, the thing is, we pick up so many people's judgments and heaviness and toxicity, as you said. And so when you can get that they're not yours, they belong to other people. Because, so when you ask about what do we do with all this negativity and stuff, you just got to play in this other path. You know, just for me, just for fun, never tell anyone. You don't buy into it. You allow it, and you come over here and you live in on this path over here alongside it, allowing it, but not buying into it, not trying to change it or fighting it. See, that's what I was doing for the last few years. I was like, yeah, but you know, it's stupid, it's reality, and blah blah blah, and these people are blah blah blah, and it's like, I can't change that. All I can do is create something new for myself, and that's what you can do too. Allow.
We've got a lot of people writing in real quick. June from England said, I quit my job, I was selling my house, and then my son had an accident. She said, I've had literally triple bullshit in her life. And she says, not to mention a lifetime of drama and trauma. She says, Sheila, thanks to you, today it all stops. Thank you, Sheila. You rock.
Oh, thank you.
We've got another question from Sarah in the UK as well. She's asking, how do I do these questions with depression? Is there a question to ask with depression?
Depression is my middle name. Listen, I have suffered from depression started first when I had my son. I had postpartum. I didn't even know what it was. Horrible. And anybody that suffered, that has it, it is horrible. I mean, you just don't even want to live. You know, I totally get that. Okay, so what I want to say about that is that there's just, again, more questions to ask. And I know it's really hard. Listen, I just went through this dark period I told you about. It was horrible. And, yeah, I had that as well as physical stuff, pain and mental anguish. And I thought, nothing's working. This is all bullshit. That's just what I said. So I want you to know that. So part of it is you've got to be with it. You got to just be at, you know, sometimes you got to be with it for a little while, not do anything. And then again, demand to the universe, this is not working for me. What needs to change? I would totally say to go to nature. Oh my God, nature has been the greatest, 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 greatest pill that I've ever taken. I mean, seriously, go to nature as much as you can. I know it's really hard to go out when you're so depressed. It's like you don't even want to talk to anybody, and I totally get that. But, you know, it's like you just keep asking the universe, what's right about this I'm not getting? What else is – even until you drive yourself crazy because you're just asking questions all the time, it will shift. Something will change. You will get – you know, it will move things. Nothing can change anything as much as a question does. A question shifts the energy. Keep asking the questions.
I love it. And I know it's these questions and this shifting process that's sort of awakening people on the call and awakened you and all of us out of, you know, the challenges that we were in. And a lot of the people here know it's kind of interesting. You know, 2.5 years ago, I went through a divorce and lost half of what I created. And I had to ask different questions. I had to really create something from me and ask the universe, well, who am I really? What am I really? What am I really here to do so I can really be that? And so I want to invite everybody to really grab hold of this, because this is sort of really is the true golden ring to finding yourself. And Sheila's been amazing in her work and in her reach all over the planet and in how she's not only interviewing and helping, but showing people the path to a greater life and to abundance. And Sheila, you've put together something really cool that is a lot of this, including all of those questions and all of that work that they can do to absolutely release and be who they're meant to be. I want to ask you about it, but let me do this because I want to kind of walk through what this is with Sheila, and I know a lot of you are going to have questions. Let me tell you where you can go really quick, and then you can follow along, and then we'll continue this dialogue. It's at YouWealth, Y-O-U, wealthrevolution.com/Sheila, S-H-E-I-L-A. That's S-H-E-I-L-A. Sheila, tell me what is in what you've put together for us, the How to Thrive package and program.
Absolutely. Well, We did. I brought in a couple people that are sort of on the same path, and it's just great because a lot of this is my work, but it's also there are two phenomenal parts of this: the Access Consciousness Your Startup Kit with Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here. They wanted to be involved in this too, so they said, "Let's do this together." I said, "Cool." I mean, they've made a tremendous difference in my life and in my awakening, which is an ongoing. I am definitely a work in progress. But there's 10 videos that look at subjects like money, understanding, being, contribution, awareness, the difference between purpose versus priority. You know, when you have a purpose in life, you always end up making yourself wrong when you're not on your purpose. So there's just this whole like distinction, discernment that we can have that really has us living and thriving in this new reality that we are creating for ourselves. The other one is Gary's talk on interesting point of view. Remember I told you that interesting point of view, that I have that point of view. This you can use with everything. And then I put together all these processes and these classes on how to thrive during these difficult times. Part of it is using the Access Consciousness tools and processes, dozens of questions that we have. Also, while you sleep, there's a download. You know, these are all downloadables. Proven powerful clearance that literally, you know, delete the spam and all unconscious and disempowering beliefs, lies that we've bought as truths. So you can download them in your iPod and listen to it while you sleep, as well as the live class on how to thrive. A great interview with Dr. Dane here and myself about destroying and uncreating the lies that we bought as truths, and a meditation, You Are Phenomenal, which is just a great meditation for you to really get how amazing you truly be. And I also wanted to add one more thing. This is really cool. We're going to do a live class, and I would love to have a live class with you guys, live interactive next week. And you can actually, you know, I mean, ask anything you want. We will just go with the energy of it, but you're going to learn techniques and processes to actually receive all that you've been longing for. Create and generate your service or products that will generate you lots of money, and learn how to receive abundance from the universe, because it's not what you think. It's way easier. This is not hard work. You don't have to make a list of all these things. You don't have to make a vision board. It's really fun and easy. It's just we haven't known how.
Wow, so, there are so many pieces in here that are very different than what I've seen before, because you really, you know, bring your own life's work into this, and everything that you've learned from interviewing and really connecting with all of these great teachers and all of the probably the greatest teachers of our time, I would say absolutely, and then also your own path, and then bringing in some of these incredible tools. And then you talk a lot about the abundance creation part and the physical part of bringing that into the world through something of value that you have, that everybody on this call has. And all of that is included here. It's actually it's a pretty comprehensive piece to really thrive in this new world. And it's at uwealthrevolution.com/Sheila, S-H-E-I-L-A. And really quick, just some people are asking what is the investment? It's 78% off. It's a $457 program, and isn't it $97?
That's right. You betcha.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. So this live class is happening next week, and so if they jump on this right now, they get to be a part of that live class plus get everything else that's in here.
Yeah.
And do they get this instantaneously, Sheila? Is this something that comes in the mail, or they can have
no,
it right now?
It's downloadable. You get it right away. Also, the class, just so you know, a lot of people, you may, you know, be working or say, I can't make the class. Well, the class it's a replay, and you can download it. So it's great to have you there live, but if you miss it, no worries. The information will be there. And this is really about, it is really about you thriving, you becoming. Hey, let me just tell you one thing. One thing I know for sure, and Darius, you know this as well, information is valuable. People will pay for information. Am I right, Darius?
Yes, absolutely.
So we sell, you know, on a lot of these teleseminars, there's information. What information do you have that is valuable?
Yes.
You know that there's 7 billion people on the planet. Did you know that 85% of the people that go on the internet are actually not even from the United States? People everywhere want the same things. You know, Darius, I know you've got people all over the world, and it doesn't matter what country, we all want the same thing. We're all looking how to wake up and be happy, you know? And so, you know, you're a part of the new world. What information do you have? We're going to, you know, examine that. Like, what can you bring to the world that will actually, you know, have you receive money as well? What if it's way easier than you think? You know, the internet is, I call it, the internet is the gold rush of the millennium.
I agree. And you know what I agree too is you talk about all those people coming online. This is why this is so important. We wanted to have Sheila on, because what's happening, if there's a book by a guy named Peter Diamantis called Abundance, and he talks about how we're actually living in this incredibly abundant world where there's so many new techniques and cures and processes for people to change their life that actually we are going to become more and more abundant, and there's a science behind it. But one of the things he said that struck me was that we have something like, I believe it was like 6 billion new people that are going to be coming on the internet looking for ways to better their life. Right now there's about 3 billion people, and we're going to actually be doubling that. It's going to be a whole new 6 billion coming on. So we are now, when we think about economics and scarcity and the economy, all of you here, we are on the cusp of the greatest economic infusion of energy, capital, needs, desires, and people that are hungry for solutions that this planet has ever seen and will probably ever see. So the question is, what side of that world will you put your attention on? And if you're really, really going to be who you are, then I would stay on that razor-thin edge of awareness so you can play in whatever world you choose to create. And that's why we wanted to bring Sheila here. So it's at uwealthrevolution.com/Sheila, S-H-E-I-L-A. Sheila, you have one meditation on here that's, you know, the You Are Phenomenal MP3 that they can get right now. A question. If you had had that You Are Phenomenal meditation, if you had really gotten that in your life years ago, how would your life have been different? And I know that there are no accidents, but what would the value of that be to somebody that's going through that challenge? And if they could really get that information, what would that be worth?
Wow. If I could have got that, well, I'm looking at these little pictures of me, you know. It's like, you know how you can compliment people and go, oh, God, you're amazing. Your children, your mother, your sisters, your friends, you can compliment people. But why can't you take it? Why can't you get it? Why would you be any different than anybody else? You know, it's like everything would have been different. You know, I wouldn't have gone down the dark roads that I went down. I wouldn't have, you know, almost died 3 times. I wouldn't have, but see, I truly believe that, you know, this is the information, like this is really why we're here. It's just to wake up and create and be and have joy and play. And that's what would have been different. I mean, everything would have been different. You know, I was just like, you know, I'm pushing 60 years old here. My life's just beginning. It's like, this is, you know, the best is yet to come. So don't let age or time or any circumstances, you know, I mean, I lived in a closet before. I mean, I don't think there's anything I have, you know, I've been broke. I've been rich. I've been, you know, and in the hospital on an IV, almost dead, like a few years ago. It's like, you're here because you're supposed to be here. You're here because you're a light worker, you know. And what if you can use all those experiences and all those sadnesses and travesties and tragedies and have that be the catalyst that will make a difference in somebody else's life? What if you're the gift that the world has been waiting for?
And, you know, the 6 billion people that are now coming into this new awareness looking for answers, what if they all have been, what if they all were born into this world to find you.
Yeah, to find you. And what if you becoming you can actually, you know, help be a part of this family that is turning the world around, you know, that will end global warming, that will end, you know, fishing out the seas, that will end war. You know, you want to make a difference on the planet? Become you. Be you. That's what we're asking. We're all in this together. Brother, sister, I love you. That's who you are.
Yes. Wow. I want to just stay in that space and just let people take that in and try that on and feel that in their depth and know that it is their truth. And
why you're here.
If not now, then when?
Yeah.
We've heard so many people say, you know, be the thing that you feel is missing in the world, and your world will change. You know, make somebody's life better, and your life will get better. And Will Smith said that. And that's really what we do here, and what we, me and Sheila do, and what I believe all of you have, some gift and some capacity to make someone's life better, so your life will be better. And we want to get you down there.
One more thing here. What I'm offering to are practical tools, because look, I can say to you, you know what? It's you. It's you. You just need to wake up and know who you are. And you go, yeah, wow, that felt really good. And then you go back to your life and you're like, ugh, why do I feel like crap again? Ugh, what's she talking about? You know, it's the stinking thinking, you know, mind chatter. So these are practical tools that you can actually use to get in that place, to get on that path, to get on that new, in that new reality, to start living that life that you know and have known in your gut is possible. Because it's not, you know, you can't just give information and then go, oh yeah, great, wonderful. It's like, show me. I need, you know, I need tools. This is practical stuff, you guys. And it works. Yeah. So thank you.
I agree. And Mara said, thank you, thank you. We're all going through this together. I feel heard by the Creator today. We're all one. Thank you for everything. You've reached my soul. Thank you. You're all beloved souls. So thank you for reaching her soul, Sheila, and
nice.
Connecting all of us here today. Wow. Well, Sheila, any final words for the group? Any final words for that? Maybe just, you know, really quick, I know we're going over, but for that person right now that maybe they're at the lowest point, maybe they're at that one of the low points that you talked about, maybe they're there right now, or they're going to hear this interview in the future, and they're right there right now. The bottom has fallen out. They don't know what to do. They feel as if, you know, they have something to do. Drastic is the only solution, or they're just at the lowest point. What words would you have for them?
Well, I just want you to know that you're not alone, first of all, because, I mean, even some of I've talked to some amazing light workers, people that I think are I know are way more evolved than me. And they're going through hell. They're just like, get me out of here. I don't want to live anymore. This, it's horrible, the pain that people are going through financially, physically, mentally. I get it. Me too. And what I know is that this is the darkest point before the dawn. Don't quit before the miracle happens. Don't off yourself yet, please, because, you know, it is unfolding, and it's what happens is, it's like we go through the highs and lows in life. And life doesn't have to be like a freaking roller coaster, okay? I'm done. I don't want real highs and oh my God, why am I here? So if you can get through this part and just keep asking the question, what do you want from me? Who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to do? This isn't working for me. What else is possible? You know, because your pain and your struggles are what is going to help the rest of the world to wake up to who they are. So I just am sending so much, just so much love to you and so much appreciation. You know, more than anything, I really appreciate who you are and the human suffering that you've gone through and the way your head works, just like mine, you know, and like I've been trying to figure this thing out for my whole life, you know. And we finally are at a place where we're going to make this shift, you know, so you're part of our family, you know, Darius and I, all of, you know, you're our brothers and sisters. Nobody's superior. Nobody's inferior. You are rocking phenomenal. And nobody's ever told you that. And we're telling you that now. That's what I want. Mm.
I know they felt that, and I know that people in the future will be feeling that. Sheila, thank you so much for being here and sharing your gifts and what you've gone through and their own power, and really giving people these tools and questions that you've uncovered and that you've added upon and built upon, so that they don't have to go, you know, the 30, 40 years that we all have struggled through to really be who they're meant to be. Thank you so much for being here and sharing these amazing tools with the world. And thank you for being a gift and finding your gift and sharing that with the world, because I know I hear the stories of how many lives you're changing and the amazing things you're doing and the people that have awakened that never would have if not for your gift. So I just want to acknowledge that and say thank you for what you do, and then bringing people into that world with you and letting them believe and know that they absolutely can in their own way as well.
And back at you, Brother Darius. Back at you. You're making a huge difference, too. Thank you for being, you know, the man. You're the man. Is Darius the man? He's the man. Yeah. You know what?
And I'll just take that in.
Yeah.
Just breathe that in, because my first thing is like, oh, no, but I'll just go.
Yeah, go. Oh,
thank you, Anna,
thank
and
you.
I'll
it's
send
really
it back to you.
It's hard to receive compliments. It's hard to receive how amazing you are. And it's hard for me, too. So anyway, thank you. Let's change the subject now. I just want to say I'm sending you all infinite love and appreciation. The best is yet to come. Thank you so much, Darius. And thank you, every one of you. Love you. You are my sister and my brother in life. And I hope that I can see you in person someday.
Yeah. Let's do this, Sheila. Let's send everybody the you are amazing to them, and let them just breathe it in. So our last exercise is that we want you, when me and Sheila say this, you're just going to take it and you know, do what you feel is right, but I want you to really try on breathing it in and letting it be in there. So on the count of three, can we just send them like you are amazing to everybody?
Absolutely.
Okay, so we'll do 1, 2, 3. You are amazing, everyone.
You are amazing. If you could see what we see, you are so phenomenal and amazing. Thank you for you.
Thank you for being a gift, everyone. Thank you for being so phenomenal and powerful and being who you are, an amazing person. What fun. All right. Thank you, Sheila. I think they're smiling now more than ever. Thank you.
Thank you.
What a great call. Okay, everyone, let's send some love back to Sheila now on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Send her that love.
Oh, wow. Hmm. Yay. Damn,
thank
I feel
you so
good.
Much, Sheila. This
thank
was
you.
Awesome.
Love you guys. Bye-bye.